Happy Bus!
Let's go, Sheriff Labrador!
Security Operation for a Millennium Pearl, Part 1. One early morning, a pink sports car pulled up on Pumpkin Street in Forestville, playing loud music that woke the sleeping animals. Everyone rushed out of their homes with their hair standing straight up on their heads.
Oy vey! Cut out the racket!
Who's making all that noise so early?
Hey! Turn off the music!
Yeah!
I was just dreaming about eating chocolate, and before I could put it in my mouth, the noise woke me up! Oh, alas! I didn't even get to taste that chocolate!
Under the angry stares of the animals in the crowd, a zebra with sunglasses slowly stepped out of the car.
Good morning, everybody! What's up with y'all? The hottest guy on Pumpkin Street is back! Hooray for me! Woohoo!
Ziggy the zebra bared a row of gleaming white teeth and opened his arms wide, prepared for a warm embrace. But he waited for what seemed like an eternity, but no animals came to him.
What? What's wrong, guys? Aren't you happy to see me?
I was wondering who that was. So, Ziggy the zebra, it was you who won the lottery recently? I thought you were still on Oddity's Isle.
Yeah, I just got back from the Oddity.
Shush! Stop talking and be quiet. I'm gonna go back to bed and dream about delicious chocolate.
Come on, guys. Let's get out of here and go back to sleep.
I make such a big fuss.
Let's go back.
Hey. Wait a moment. I have an important announcement to make.
Huh?
On this trip to Oddity's Isle, I brought back a super valuable treasure.
Oh? What is it?
This treasure was at the bottom of the Oddity's Isle for 1,000 years. It is a super large pearl, which is called the Beauty's Tear.
What? Beauty's Tear?
What? Are you talking about the priceless Beauty's Tear?
Oh, is that the pearl that makes wishes come true with just a glance?
Yep. I paid a fortune for this pearl!
Ziggy the zebra responded with a smirk covering his face and his nose in the air.
The pearl is bigger than my head! It sparkles from the inside out like a ruby! With only a glance, you'll instantly become beautiful or handsome!
Whoa!
Hey! Enough with the stories! Just show us the pearl!
Yes!
Yeah, show us! I want my dreams to come true, too!
Keep on dreaming! The Beauty's Tear is worth a fortune! Last time I won the lottery, a thief stole everything I owned except for a pair of boxers! If the bad guys come after my pearl, this time I'll be a beggar again!
I think you're just bragging! You're an even bigger talker than I am! You are so full of hot air!
Yeah, that's right!
He doesn't have a Millennium Pearl!
You guys!
Ziggy the zebra was flushed with anger, pouting.
You'll see! I'm gonna have to show you how deep my pockets are!
With that, Ziggy the zebra got in his pink sports car and sped over to the Forestville Police Department. Officer Doberman came out to greet him.
Hey now! Mr. Ziggy the Zillionaire, did someone steal your stuff again?
Not yet, knock on wood.
Then what are you doing here?
Oh, well, here's the thing. I bought a Millennium Pearl from Oddity's Isle. I'm planning to exhibit this pearl at Forestville Museum, but I am afraid that some bad guys will try to steal it. So, I want to ask the best and the brightest cop to protect my pearl!
When Officer Doberman heard this, he immediately struck a cool pose and fixed his hair.
Hey now! You're obviously talking about me! I'm the best and brightest cop in Forestville. On top of that, I'm also the coolest. Leave it to me. I will definitely...
Oh, Sheriff Labrador, I need your help.
Officer Doberman had hardly finished praising himself before Ziggy the Zebra warmly greeted Sheriff Labrador, who had just returned to the police station.
Hey now, well, Lab is a little better than me.
Sheriff Labrador finished listening to Ziggy the Zebra, and a beam of determination flashed behind his dark, round eyes.
Don't worry, Mr. Ziggy. Dobie and I will do everything we can to protect this Millennium Pearl.
Inside a darkened house located on Oddity's Isle that lies off the coast of Forestville, a news program was playing on a TV.
Breaking news! Breaking news! This is Reporter Hippo with breaking news, reporting for Forestville Television. Mr. Ziggy, a super-rich citizen of Forestville, has recently purchased a Millennium Pearl named the Beauty's Tear. It will be exhibited at the Forestville Museum in 3 days.
In front of the TV, a chinchilla wearing a red mantle rose from his seat as a treacherous smile broke across his lips.
Finally! After all these years, I have finally found the Beauty's Tear!